This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of Maharashtra today. Vadhavan Port, located near Dahanu town in Palghar district, will be one of India's largest deepwater ports and will provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes, reducing transit times and cost. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development on India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized ports, developed waterways, and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. The Prime Minister added that private investment has also increased, providing benefits and new opportunities for youths. Mr. Modi said that today the whole world is looking at Vadhavan Port, which will change the economic picture of this entire region. The Prime Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 218 fisheries projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees aimed at bolstering the sector's infrastructure and productivity across the nation. Mr. Modi apologized to Chhatrapati Shivaji and all those who were hurt by the collapse of the legendary ruler's statue at Rajkot Fort. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participants in its growth. He was addressing an interactive session on role of women in Viksit Bharat at Bharati College, University of Delhi today. Mr. Dhankar said that women are the most important stakeholders in the making of Viksit Bharat. He said that girls and women have energy and talent, and creating an ecosystem is a must for their optimal participation. The Vice President also stressed on women-led empowerment. Expressing pain over the Kolkata rape and murder incident, the Vice President said that where women and girls do not feel safe, that society is not a civilized society. The Vice President said, "The Uniform Civil Code is a constitutional ordainment and is part of the directive principles." He said it will help in several ways, but majorly, it will be a measure of justice for women. India's core sector has posted a 6.1% growth in July. According to data released by the Commerce Ministry today, the combined index of 8 core sector industries measures the output of key sectors including cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery products and steel, which together have 40% weight in the index of industrial production. The growth in steel production rose to a 3-month high of 7.2%. Cement output reached a 4-month high of 5.5%, reflecting a pickup in construction activity. Petroleum production increased to an 8-month high of 6.6%, while fertilizer output was at a 7-month high of 5.3% as Kharif sowing gathered momentum due to a better monsoon this year. The coal industry output increased by 6.8%, while electricity generation rose by 7% in July. Union Home Minister and Minister of Corporation Amit Shah has said that cooperatives have an important role in the Prime Minister's vision of making India the world's largest organic food producing country. He said that the movement for organic farming has now reached a significant stage. Mr. Shah was addressing an event organized for the signing of an MOU between National Cooperative Organics Limited, NCOL, and Uttarakhand Organic Commodity Board, UOCB. The union minister said that there is now global awareness about organic products and a huge international market for them. He added that by tapping into this market, the share of Indian farmers in the profitable business of organic products will increase, thereby boosting their income. Mr. Shah said that the health of citizens is also linked to organic farming. He further said that Amul and NCOL will establish a network of international level laboratories across the country to examine both organic land and products. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today urged the fintech sector to look at ethical AI and find ways to combat money laundering and financial crimes via ethical use of AI. Addressing at the Global FinTech Fest 2024 in Mumbai today, the Union Minister said that the fintech sector has made India proud. India clinched 4 medals today, including a gold, a silver and 2 bronze. Avni Lekhra won the gold and Mona Agarwal got bronze in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.